Moving on now, Iran and the P5 plus one group wrap up talks in the Russian capital Moscow. Both sides have agreed to more talks, expert level ones, next month in the Turkish city of Istanbul.
This round of talks was more serious, realistic, and went beyond expressing points of view, especially since the Islamic Republic of Iran outlined some issues for discussion related to its five-point proposal plan. The first day of negotiations was spent talking about these issues. Our viewpoints were expressed frankly. We insisted that enriching uranium is the Iranian nation's inalienable right. We agreed that expert and deputy-level meetings should be able to provide specific and acceptable proposals for the talks.
We've therefore agreed as follows. An early follow-on technical-level meeting in Istanbul on the 3rd of July to provide further clarification about the E3 plus 3 proposal.
Well, Jalili says Iran insists on its rights to enrich uranium based on the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. He says Iran presented a detailed explanation of its proposals during the talks and is now waiting for the P5 plus 1's response. Ashton described the negotiations as both tough and frank. She says the P5 plus 1 now has a better understanding of Iran's views. Ashton says the next steps will be taken after the expert-level meetings in Istanbul.
I will then be in touch directly with Dr. Jalili.
Well, I'm joined by Press TV's Hamid Rezaei-Mahdi for more insight into these talks. What do you make of the Moscow talks? What exactly was achieved there?
Actually, Iran and the P5 plus 1 agreed to disagree again. Both Lady Ashton and Dr. Jalili said huge gaps remain in their viewpoints. On the other hand, Iran insists its rights to uranium enrichment must be recognized. Tehran says under the NPT, it has every right to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. It also wants all the illegal and unilateral sanctions to be lifted. Dr. Jalili said in his press conference earlier that Iran made these points very much clear to the other side. However, on the other hand, you have the P5 plus one. They still want Iran to stop the 20% enrichment, close down its Fordow enrichment facility, and ship its nuclear fuel out of the country. Iran says it needs the nuclear fuel for its Tehran research reactor that produces radioisotopes for cancer patients. Remember, 1 million Iranians depend on these radioisotopes, and Iran says that it needs to provide for them at any cost.
Indeed. Well, I mean, the two sides said expert-level meetings will be held. Tell us more about that and, of course, why they are significant.
Well, in Baghdad, the two sides agreed to hold expert-level talks, and meetings between deputies of Lady Ashton and Dr. Jalili were planned, indeed, to set the framework for the Moscow talks. But suddenly, you see, the P5 plus one decides to cancel the meetings for no good reason. Iran says the fact that they've decided now to go ahead with the expert-level meetings, although it's a bit late, it's a good initiative that they're doing that. One more thing I just wanted to add is that the P5 plus one did stick to its previous illogical demands without making concessions. That means they've not been very much serious about the negotiations and have held talks simply for talk's sake. Now Iran says the upcoming expert-level talks and meetings will test the West's intentions, whether the Western side wants to hold talks to produce tangible results, or it's just buying time ahead of the U.S. presidential election, which is coming up in November.
All right, we'll leave it there for the timing. Press TV's Hamid Rezaei-Mahdi. Thanks.